Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat to create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Awakenings. How's everybody doing? Great to connect with everyone, as always, on this wonderful Wednesday, also called Wisdom Wednesday. Call in number if you didn't get that, 347-539-5122, and press 1 on the keypad to get in the queue. See callers already. See you guys. I will be getting to you all. All right. Make sure if you're listening by the phone, that's cool. But hey, Jules, welcome. Welcome, guests. Jennifer. Got a great program today. We always do, don't we? We've got later at the second half of the program, Dr. Julia Bolin, and we're going to be diving into personal awareness medicine. Love that. Last few times we've had guests, some doctors on. If you want to check her out before she comes on air, she's at juliabolinmd.com. That's juliabolinmd.com. And again, call in number 347-539-5122. Okay. Was late getting here. I was walking, doing a little walk with Yosh. Okay, lots to get to. And I'm definitely getting to callers. So callers, just hold on. I want to let everybody know, okay, all things Awakenings, those of you publicists, publishers, et cetera, managers that listen to the program, please email awakeningspodcast@gmail.com, or if you have awakeningsradio@gmail.com, that's cool. But best to do that rather than Facebook messaging me. And if you have anybody, you have guest suggestions, topic suggestions, want email, you want questions answered on air or dream interpretation, and gosh, there's so much. You know, if I don't know the answer, I can find it. Usually my guides will know. But I'm trained in a lot of different things. So meditation teacher and expert for about 20 years, 25 years. So, yeah, if you whatever you want to know about, just email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. And I also would love if you can, please, oh, there's, do you hear little Yoshi, you? Little Yoshi in the background. If you can please be so kind, a wonderful Hanukkah, Christmas, High Holidays, Prezi, is to go to our iTunes page. You know, we're in the top 20 of, sometimes I've heard top 10. Anyway, we're one of the top podcasts in spirituality on iTunes. And what's great is that, you know, usually that happens in the beginning of a podcast. And then as time goes on, you kind of, you know, disappear because people are fickle. We're all like that, you know, want the latest and greatest, whatever. But I think this is the greatest because of all of you Awakenings listeners. Anyway, so if you would really, I would really, really appreciate just a show of support of the show, because I do this really community-based, is just to go and leave your appreciation comment on the Awakenings with Michelle Meshe iTunes page. So some of you know that I'm in talks with some regular radio and also TV projects, which one of them looks like it's going to be going a little bit of a different version. I will still keep this show. But anyway, that's another thing to talk to you about in 2017, which is nearly here. But if you would do that, also I want to let everybody know that my daily OM course is back, Navigating Your Greatest Soul awakening, the soul shift, which is really a shift in perception from the ego standpoint. And you can just go to DeLeon and put my name in, Michelle Mache, or might be able to put the link in. Why I'm doing this is I do get a lot of emails, and I'm going to be better at it. I don't know if I'll be ever perfect, but I'm going to be better at letting you know what's going on. The Soul Entrepreneurship, we have our advanced group that'll be every 2 months. If you're interested in that, you can also email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. And we are starting a new group due to the success of the first program. The first program was so successful, I decided to have, it was originally a six-month program, and because it was so successful, the first group, the beta group, I did a test group, which they greatly helped me learn a lot and what people really need to hear and what makes a successful program. And so those of you that are listening that were a part of that, I really want to thank you. You guys were invaluable. But now it's really fine-tuned. And that will be starting Saturday, January 28th, and it will go for 6 months. And it's an amazing program. We meet monthly for an hour and a half, which I do a lot of, we do a lot of informational. I use also my channeling and psychic ability, looking at trends, and I tune in individually for each person in the program when you start. There's an assessment. And then you'll have email and voice note coaching by me. So there's a lot of individual care. There's growth work, work to, you know, processing work. We look at what's blocking you. And I'm able to bring in, you know, just such a wide range of information and insight due to the types of people that I'm blessed to work with, which are some pretty not only progressive and high-level thinkers, but people that are very successful in startups, or they're venture capitalists or venture investors, or have their own companies or CEOs or market to them. And then, of course, I'm bringing in from the technological and social media world as well. So it's a really comprehensive program, and it's really fun, and it fosters amazing independence, should even say interdependence. And some people that have done the programs have later become friends and gone on to do projects with each other, which is really cool for me to see that. So I'm really excited about that. So let's see. So, yeah, if you want information on that, that starts again. I think we have a workshop. I'm doing a chakra and meditation alignment for the beginning of the year, and a little bit of a psychic tune-in for the participants of the teleworkshop, and that will be Saturday, January 21st. And then the new beginning program for Soul Entrepreneurship is Saturday, January 28th. Hey, Divine Mystic, let's see, thank you for asking, how do we get to review your show? Okay, all you have to do is go to, on iTunes, you can even Google it and it'll take you to a link, or you can go to, just put my name in, or Awakenings with Michelle Mache, or Awakenings in iTunes, do a search, and the podcast will come up, you click on there, and it'll take you to the, through the podcast, and then it says reviews, listen to reviews, subscribe. You can subscribe too. So hope that helps. Otherwise, you can just email me and let me know. All righty, let us see what is going on in the chat room. So how's everybody doing? Everybody doing okay? Everybody feeling good? Let's see. I saw your page and I can't find the review section. I keep trying. Finest frog hair. Jules. Okay, the review, if you find the page and you click on the blog, I think you have to click on the icon to the blog, then it'll take you there. We'll say, yeah. Yeah, maybe that's why it's hard for people to do. We have actually a lot of reviews, so I would like some more. I'm trying to get to 100. Come on. We've got hundreds of thousands of listeners. I know it's hard because, like, you know, a lot of times I'm on an app or something, and I love a certain app. I will love, you know, those of you that follow me on Instagram, I just love doing my, you know, pictures with my words. And I've been writing since about, kind of formally since 8, but since 5, since I could write, I've always been writing and doing my poems and my sayings, and I tune in with my guide. And I love this one app. I think it's LIX Pro. And I think I did finally rate it. But it's, you know, I know it's a hassle. But if you guys could do that, that would mean so much to me. Yeah, really would. So, all right. So I'm just going to share a little bit. It turns out that in February, I will have a show, I think the beginning of February, where I will tune in for people. We're just going to devote the whole show to what's coming up in 2017. I have done some blogging on this, what to expect, especially at the close of the year where we are now. I always call this the gap. Sometimes there's less of a gap. This year and last year, because we had the retrogrades so close to the end of the year and into the beginning of January, it seemed like the gap was longer. A lot of people said, oh, you know, 2016 is so long, or 2015 is an ending into 2016, and I'm hearing the same thing. Well, part of the reason we're having these retrogrades this way is so people really, you know, the whole thing in awakening is really not so much the awakening. I mean, it's great to awaken, but there's a succession of awakenings, right? You keep awakening more and more and more. That's why the program's called Awakenings instead of Awakening. And there's awakenings happening in all sectors. You all hear me saying this, whether it's, you know, societal, educational, relationship, anything that is a structure of energy, right? System. So we, of course, we have Pluto in Capricorn, and we've got, you know, Mercury is retrograde in Capricorn. And it's really the call right now, because things are really going to get into hyperspeed. Spring, I would say mid-spring to summer, you'll notice a little bit of a difference, a shift. Like the beginning of the year might feel more like March, April. January, February might seem to drag. And again, it's because of that retrograded energy, which, you know, a lot of people think the retrograde starts right on the day. Well, no, it's waxing, like waxing and waning of the moon, you know. It's a gradient. It starts bit by bit by bit by bit, and then it hits that stationary, and then it goes, you know, less and less and less. And if you're really sensitive, you're going to feel it earlier, you know. That's why when I read energetic patterns, I always read things kind of a month to 2 months, because that's how long, even if you're in a cycle, like let's say numerology, which I'm going to do a whole show on that coming up, also where I can look at people's cycles for you. My whole focus this coming year is to really, really, I do it anyway, but this is going to be even more focused, laser-like focus on not only preparation for your next level, but the exact steps, what's blocking, how to get there, how to align more with your soul. That's the whole, you know, people say, well, what is this awakening about? Well, it's about connecting to the soul. It's about the soul alignment. So essentially, when you're awakening more, you're awakening to the more being more, less in the wounded self, you know, or the lower level ego self, and living from the template of the soul or blueprint of the soul. And that will be the new system, the new way of living and being in this earth plane. It's also known as ascending. And so really, when you're coming more from the soul, you're still in a little bit of duality because, you know, the polarity plane, because there still is this idea of the infinite you, or the part of you that has no separation to source, and the part of you that is not separate but separated out, because we're still playing this game of individuality. But that's what we're here to do on the earth plane. You know, we're not here to be, we are group beings, and on some level there is this oneness, there is no separation. But we are here to separate out, not feel separate, but to separate out into, or to individuate or be these individuated aspects of all that is. But it's a whole different game, right, everybody? Some of you know this already, when you're playing from more of a soul level. But it's a little freaky for the constructed ego and for all the little rules and manuals that we've set up on the earth plane that you follow, because you really can't follow something, you know, an external map when you're coming from the soul. You know, you really have to come from that place of opening to higher consciousness or higher awareness, which is that awareness or consciousness coming from the soul. Meaning the ego can't prefigure, you know. That's why sometimes it's harder to get timing psychically right now, because there can be shifts due to living more awake. Let's see. Jules put, I'm wide awake. Yeah, I was in the dark. I was falling hard with an open heart. Katy Perry, wide awake. Yeah. But the key is, and I've heard a lot of people say, I've had this awakening, and now what? Or I don't feel as connected to my soul, or I don't feel I'm on the right path. That's because they're not sticking. You have to absolutely heal the emotional body more. And not stop. A lot of times people just want to scoot. You know, it's like, oh, I had this great awakening or this breakthrough, and I'm good to go. Or they think just because they're doing yoga or meditation. See, that's the thing. Yoga and meditation will help you be more awake, more aware, will help you awaken. But your awakenings will not necessarily come from that. There's plenty of people that are awakening without doing any yoga or meditation. So following a spiritual path or doctrine, you know, a strict doctrine, does not guarantee awakening. Your awakening is actually encoded in your energetic matrix. It's encoded on a cellular level, an energetic level. It's encoded in the blueprint of your soul. This is why some of you have heard this. We've had callers call in asking questions, some kind of shock, some kind of freaking out, saying, I'm Catholic, I'm Christian, why is this happening to me? Or why am I intuitive or psychic? What's going on? You know, or I rubbed my husband's forehead and his migraine went away. Or my friend said, there's heat coming out of your hands, you know, and I just feel you have this healing energy. And they're like, I'm not spiritual, I didn't want to be. So yeah, the thing is, though, to awaken more, to get to the soul alignment, to align more with your soul, you do have to heal the emotional body, because that corresponds to the astral body. And like I like to explain, the astral body is the freeway, but where you're going is to that spiritual center or oneness. But you have to go through the road. And if the road is junky, has a lot of projections and a lot of non-life enhancing experiences or out-picturings, then it slows down the vibrational frequency. It lets you individually and as a collective live less expansively. So the key is resonance work, repatterning, inner work, hypnotherapy. That's the working with the subtle energy, understanding that, repatterning yourself. That's why things like resonance work, resonance repatterning, which I do a type of that, alpha theta healing, hypnotherapy, meditational process. That's why doing all of that and literally repatterning us is key in this next wave of awakening. And more people are saying that. I think I just read something with Dr. Bruce Lipton said that you've got to handle the emotions, the emotional body. That's what we are, energy in motion. We are emotional beings. So we're meant to live emotionally. We're meant to have our emotions, but it's about cleansing, clearing them, refining them, so we're not playing out these lower level archetypes that are based on major separation wounding. And even in the work that I do, we have a process where you get to what we call the original separation, which a lot of us have that. We have the trauma from the original separation. And it's a very, you know, a lot of light workers have it, star seeds. It's and there's also some type of therapy we do, redecision therapy, where you have to redecide at some point to even be here on the earth. Because a lot of people have made decisions, especially around 3, 4, 5 years old, when you go, ooh, this is not like going to be so easy. This was supposed to be fun. But to the soul, it is fun. You know, the soul, again, the soul only knows experience. And in a spirit, there's no good or bad. There's just is. There's experience. There's what's most life-enhancing. But there isn't, we term things on a human level, ooh, this is painful, this is bad, this is hard, let's change my mind, change my mind. So, Divine Mystic. Yeah, like, you could look at it repurposing. It's redeciding, redecision therapy. It's, it's a processing that we do in transpersonal therapy. So we get to the transpersonal. Because what can happen is people can start having experiences of either wanting to die, wanting to kill themselves, or getting in a lot of accidents, or getting sick a lot. Or I've been working with somebody that had to go to the ER room, and they're just noticing I'm having all these like major challenges out of the blue, where I'm almost dying. And it's like, yep, because that decision is coming into play now, that you don't really want to be here. So anyway, that's something to look at if you're not feeling like you really want to be here, want to play the game. So yeah, redeciding. Yes, you have to redecide. There was an original decision, and then through trauma, another decision comes in and says, yikes, get me out of here. I don't want to be here. It's too traumatizing. And sometimes it happens just as you start really opening up. Jules put Earth life is not for wimps, that's for sure. That it, Jules? Yes. Exactamente. Exactamente, yes. But it's fun when you start connecting with the whole idea that we're living in the soul playground. That's why my new website is Soul Playground. Which, by the way, will be very interactive. It's up now, but just beta. We'll get the rest of it, I don't know, February probably, when it's all said and done. But, yeah, so that's something to look at and see. You know, I would say right now in this gap, to release energy through a lot of journaling and without censoring. Let yourself be all over the place. And to start looking at are your routines and structures that you have in your life, and that even means relationships, are they supporting you? Are they life-enhancing? And if they're not as life-enhancing as you would like, or your family or friends or your mate or your significant other is going through something, is not able to be there for you as much, it's up to you to stretch out more and get the support, create the support through nurturing ideas, activities, nurturing foods, activities that support you, help you heal, help you, which means rebalance, you know, being able to take a time out from if people or situations are very challenging. You've got to create that time and that space. You can't depend on others all the time. And this will open it for spirit to send you people in situations that are more in alignment with where your soul is and what it's needing and where you're going. So really that's one of the main purposes of this retrograde and it being so slowed down and dense is to really look and see, like Jules put in the chat, Earth life is not for wimps. It's to say, what do you need in this Earth life? Wake up. Come on. Next level. You've awakened enough. Yes, you know you're in the game. Now look around and see, what do you need? You know, are you in a rowboat without any oars? You know, Divine Mystic, say a bit more about journaling without censoring. Yeah, sometimes we censor sometimes. That's fine if you're going to post it. If you're having issues with somebody, I would say journal what you want to say to them. And don't give it to them, you know, until you've gotten to a neutral point. Enough. And I always say, I love notes, emailing people, voice notes, handwritten notes. Not fan of texting. Texting is not great for long conversations or deep conversations. But the other thing, that's one thing if you have an issue to work out. But the other is the journaling without censoring means don't censor what, like, one part of you may say, oh, they're an idiot, or, you know, something stronger than that, or my life is this, or I wish I wasn't alive. And then the censor can come in and say, well, don't quite say it that way. You know, you actually feel pretty blessed. So if one sentence you're writing, I wish I wasn't here, and the other sentence you're saying, I feel so blessed because this great experience I had the other day. Leave them both together. When we censor too much, it doesn't allow our inner psyche to do the natural balancing, rebalancing, integration, reintegration that it will naturally do. That's part of the biggest problem that we have, is that we're not living full spectrum in our lives because we're taught not to. We're taught girls don't do this, guys, you know, boys don't do this, men don't do this, women don't do this. We're taught, oh, you're spiritual, so you don't do this, you don't eat this. But the soul, to have its uniqueness and its individuality, is a set of paradoxes. That's why I always say, you know, I can look at somebody living from the soul, and I go, look, the you know, cigar smoking biker that does yoga and meditation and lives on a farm, you know, could be living from the soul. You see, it's those paradoxes where you wouldn't think, you're like, biker, leather, you know, but maybe they're a biker that wears yoga pants, gauze yoga pants. You see what I'm saying? That's, you know, you're living from the soul. It's the paradoxes. It's the quirky parts of us that are our soul connection. So, but we're told on a societal level, but you shouldn't be that way, or you wouldn't say that if you're this, you know. If you have compassion, you wouldn't say that. Well, not necessarily. You know, I had somebody the other day asking me to ask them something, and they were giving me this whole idea, this whole script of how they wanted me to say what they wanted me to say. And I kept saying, but that's not me. That's not how I'm going to say it. You know, but then I jokingly said, yeah, but if you want to write me a script out and email it or text it to me, then I'll read it back to you if that makes you more comfortable. That's where I was coming from. I'm like, listen, I say things a certain way. You know, I'm very, you know, I'm kind of pretty, those of you that know me, I'm pretty straight up. So I'm, you know, I may say something diplomatically, but if you ask my opinion, I will give you my opinion. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say, oh, I remember years ago, a friend of mine got her hair cut, and it just did not look good at all. And I think she kind of knew, and everybody was saying how good it looked. But behind her back, they were saying that it didn't look good. It didn't look good. It was, I don't know why, whatever she did. And she asked me, and I said, well, do you really want to know what I think? And she said, yeah. She goes, everybody, and I said, I don't know, it's not the best cut for you, I think. That's just my opinion. And she got kind of huffy. And then afterwards, you know, like a day or two later, we were talking, we joked, and she said, I know, I hate it. And she goes, but everybody says it looks so cute. And I go, yeah, because people are afraid. They're afraid of other people's upsetness. But I want friends around me that are honest, Divine Mystic. I love your honesty. That makes me trust you. Thanks, Divine Mystic. Yeah. That's my clients and friends say that. They go, that's why I do have a high level of trust, because people will always know where you stand with me. Even my face, if I'm not having a good day, or I'm not, you know, I won't be mopey, but people can say something's going on. Yeah, whatever. Or I don't like something. I'm not, you know, I'll be polite, like at a dinner party, but please don't ask me my opinion if you don't really want to know. So I think more people need to go in that direction of that honesty. It's very freeing. But like Divine Mystic says, it's trusting. I have friends and clients that are very open and honest with me, I guess because I'm that way. They can say, oh, I don't agree, or this is a hard session, or I didn't like this, or, you know, I'm going to do this anyway, even though it came through. And mind you, I could still be right, because like psychically they could say, oh, you were right, but I had to do it this way. I'm like, yeah, but you have to do what you have to do. That I respect. So we are moving more in that direction, you know, to live out these seemingly opposite parts of us, or oppositional parts of us, how to make them blend in, how to make them work. You know, that's a lot of what we're to be doing on this earth plane, instead of judging what we think and feel is how do I integrate it in a life-enhancing way? How do I live this out in a life-enhancing way? And, you know, again, certain things like, well, people get to a certain age, you don't do this or you don't do that. Those kinds of things are soul-denting and done too much actually start diminishing your spiritual energy, your spiritual life force energy, and crushing your soul. And so we have, so this whole time period between, I would say now, you know, it's already started, let's say around the 15th of December till about February, this is going to be up for a lot of people. I think we actually, Divine Mystic would know, master astrologer in the chat room. I believe we have some opposition, well, we have some squares and oppositions, I believe, also to Pluto in Capricorn and Mercury in Capricorn, if I'm correct. Which always, oppositions bring awareness, squares, I always say they're like tweezers pinching you until you get it. You got to move. You got to do something. You got to clear it. You got to clean it. You got to, you know, it brings its own kind of awareness, but it usually brings a level of anxiety or needing to do something about something. And those oppositions, you know, if they're pretty exact, I get a big opposition in my chart, but it's subtle until a transit hits it, and then it's like, whoa, I'm aware of this. Emotional balance, so important. So oppositions to me are like headlights, and, you know, every aspect, I was just thinking conjunctions is like a little a tapping on you, but it could be a little mallet or it could be a hammer. Yes. Is it okay if I called in to ask about 2020? Yeah, that's a good idea, Jules. I'll get to the calls. All right. If you have questions or comments, 347-539-5122. And please press 1 on your keypad to get on air. And we've got 240-355. Hi, you're on Awakening. Hello. Oh, boy. I'm going to have to get back to you. 240-355, you're on air.
Okay, hello.
We'll come back. Yes, hi.
Yes, hi. Yeah, this is Abby speaking.
Hello, Abby.
Hi, how are you?
Did you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question. So a lot has happened since I last called in. I had lost one job because I was working two jobs and I had lost one of the jobs.
Okay.
And so after losing that job, you know, I've done a lot of thinking and a lot of reevaluating of, you know, what direction I should take. And I decided to start applying for, you know, better paying jobs like outside of the state that I'm in. And
good.
You know, with applying out of state, that comes with the move, of course. And
yes.
And I wanted to know, with this interview that I actually have scheduled coming up in January, it's actually on January the 3rd.
Okay.
Like, do you see, it's the second part of the interview, because I did the first part, so this is the second part of the interview. And I wanted to know if
right.
you see it going well.
Okay, let's see. Now, I feel like this is a pretty big job, right, with a lot of people applying as well.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's what, let's see. Okay. All right. And this one's out of town, right?
Yes, it's out of state.
Okay. Out of state, rather. Okay, yeah, let's see.
Yeah.
Okay. Would there be a third interview? Or is that another job? Because it shows another interview you're going on. I don't feel they're hiring right away. I feel like there's a little bit of a delay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because
if they're doing, at this point, they're like the training part of the job. So, you know, I've been going through the training part. And then the actual employer, they were saying, like, the actual employer would be the one to contact me, I guess, for a meetup or something like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's showing it's a bit of a longer process. In between that, I do see another interview with them, and then I see another interview with another company. I think you're going to have one you're going to really want, and then that shows another one coming in. And what I hear from Spirit is to have faith that it will, that it is, right, that you get the one that you want. Okay.
So it's like two choices.
I know. Hmm?
It's like two choices for the jobs.
You'll have. There's another job. Yeah, but the thing is that I feel is, it looks good for this. The only problem that I'm seeing is it shows another interview, so it doesn't necessarily. Okay. It's not showing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's this interview, then it shows that there's a lag, there's some space, and then there's another interview. And in between that, there's an interview for another job that comes in.
Right.
Because it's not right away. There's a lot more people, and it's also you have how do I want to say this? It's not like, boom, I see you getting something tomorrow. There could be like 3 weeks, you know, wait, or maybe even longer. Does that make
sense?
Oh,
it makes sense that you brought that up, because the person that I had seen for the first part, they were saying that, you know, once I come in the second time, that from that point on, like three to four weeks in between, that the actual employer would be the one to contact me.
Ah.
So she actually same amount of time frame.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's it. Because I'm feeling work more in February. Yeah, because it is going to be, okay, so that's why, yeah. So it's hard to say. It does show a definite new job, and it does show a move. It could be this one. It's just what's kind of psychically throwing me off is you've got that wait in between, and you have another interview in between that. And then the other people come back to you and say, now we're ready to see you, or so-and-so's contacting you.
Right.
And you're going to be wondering, oh, I really want this other one. The second one is okay, too. I think this is just a level of trust with you, but I definitely see a long-distance move with you. I can see you loading up a car. I can see you packing, loading up stuff.
That's exactly what I was just going to ask you, because it's out of state. It's actually in New York. And, like, you see a move happening with getting this job? Because I wasn't sure how this process would unfold for me.
Yeah, I do. I see a big move.
Wow.
I don't know if you're going to be right in New York, but I do, because I see you having a car, and I do see mm-hmm. you on public transportation a lot. Yeah,
right.
But you have enjoy what I want you to do in this gap time, because it does show the interviews coming through. I want you to just journal what you want in your life. You know, if something negative comes up, if I don't want this, or I feel sad, okay, go ahead and journal that. And then what I want you to do is I want you to just do a whole what it is that you want to draw in, how you see yourself living, where you see yourself living, what kind of people you want to be around. And then I want you just every morning to look at that. But don't focus, because it's showing that the interviews, everything is in its path of unfolding. But you've got a major move and major changes around you.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. That's a lot of this next cycle for a lot of people is bringing is major, major changes. It's kind of like 2016 was very, you know, things just happened, you know, or that we had planted seeds and they came about. This year is a lot more initiation, a lot more movement on things, a lot more that you're going to be required, all of us required to do and say, you know, actual initiation. All right, Abby, thanks for calling in.
I have one question.
Oh, I got wait back in queue because I've got to get with my got to go down the line because we have the guests calling in a little bit. Thanks for calling in, though. If I can get back to you, I will cycle back up to you, Abby. Okay. Hi, 415-416. You're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Michelle. This is Kate.
Hey, Kate. Welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you, thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I called you last time and you said that I have choices to make or a big choice to make, and I don't feel much closer to it. So anything
well, you're not
about
going
the new
to,
year?
Between, you're not, yeah, but did you hear, were you listening to my little
I
talk about?
I did. I know the, yeah, retrograde.
A little twice. Yeah. And believe me, the same thing happened last year. And
okay.
See, you, yeah, because we're having these retrogrades are falling, you know, usually they're end of November or beginning of December. It's a big difference energetically when you're starting a new year at the tail or in the middle of a retrograde, or like last year, I think it was in the beginning of January. It slows the energy down. It creates more of a gap. So people think, oh my God, nothing's really happening. I don't feel anything yet. I don't feel anything new. That's why I'm suggesting. Actually, if everybody, you go to my blog, Soul Insights for Spirit Led Living. That's
yeah,
Soul
I got
Insights,
it.
The number four.
Yesterday.
Okay, read that. You got it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that will explain a lot. See, the interesting thing is when these retrogrades happen, or retrograded energy, or however you want to term it, or just when you're more in the gap, or even individually, people will say, God, things have slowed down for me, or I don't know what I'm supposed to do, or I thought this was coming through and it isn't. Those aren't boo-boos or mistakes. Those are times that, right within our energetic configuration, and you can say mentally, emotionally, psychologically, our inner psyche is saying, hey, you know, you have less work, less clients, take some downtime, do something else, do some writing, do something creative, right? Or, hey, you know, do some more extra personal inner work or get clearer. Or look in, and that's what I say for everybody, look in the areas, mental, emotional, spiritual, I also say material, meaning the earth plane, but that could be your house. Is your house in order? Does your car need cleaning? So the physical and the physical aspect of you. Look and see what area have you kind of not been in tune or in touch with, and now is the time to connect with that part to prepare, because when things start clicking and moving, you may not have that gap, that space to do that or that time. So I feel that's where you're at, Kate. Now, you're in the city, right?
Yeah. And this week, this time of year is quiet for my work, and January as well.
Ah, see? Well, what can you do?
But this has been a year.
So,
I mean, it's been a year of making a decision. It's not like it's not the retrograde. It's been 16 looking for the next
year. Yeah, I know. That's what I said. But for some people personally, it's longer. It's a longer prep. Are you doing my soul entrepreneurship course? I think that will help you.
I saw the email. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
but isn't that for people that already know what they're doing?
No, not necessarily. Just answer the question. No, the soul entrepreneurship, it's because a soul entrepreneur, a lot of people, some of the people that took my program realized they were going back to the corporate world and integrating their art or their music, whatever they're doing. Some people realized they were in a transition point to stay with their current job and do something on the side. Some people decided to leave corporate. But it's a soul entrepreneur isn't just about a business or money. It's about a lifestyle. It's about creating a lifestyle, that is soul expressed. Yeah. So it's very different from taking a business course. It has business in it. But it's for your whole lifestyle. Yeah. And doing well financially and where, you know, what you, and there's a lot of inner work. There's a lot of inner work with it. So, yeah, I think it would be great for you because what I keep hearing with you is you need support.
You need support.
Yeah. And I just did a little voice note for clients that I'm working with the other day and saying that we can't do things without support. We cannot do things without support.
Mm-hmm.
Our own support systems in our life, but actually also people support, the routines that we have that support us. So that's what I would suggest for you. That delay, I feel, is because you need support. You need the groups. You need the workshops. You need the spiritual center. You need the influences. It's not so much that we do need people, but we need the energy that they bring to us, I guess is the best way to put it. Yeah.
All righty. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome, Kate. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Thanks.
Hi, 863-289. You're on Awakenings.
Hey, it's Jules in your chat room.
Hey, Jules. Hello. Welcome. What's your question?
Thank you. Basically, just kind of wondering, you know, what the new year is possibly bringing my way.
Well, can you give me a
question?
I'm
sitting down.
Yes.
I can take it. Get me. I'm sitting down.
Oh, I love it. Somebody's asking, Jules, are you from Florida? Crystal Bowles is asking, are you from Florida? Okay, give me a specific question. I am going to do more detailed readings. I think it's going to be in the end of, I don't know if it might be, I think it's February. But because we have our guests coming on soon, so I want to.
Well, do you want me to just call back then? That way you have more time and you're not rushed? Or...
Well, yeah, you can do that, but you have a question for right now?
You know, I didn't have a specific question. I just wanted kind of the flavor of, you know, a little peek.
Oh, the whole, okay. Yeah, so I'm not doing that today. The one thing I can say with you is about extending out. Does that make sense? Connecting with others more and extending out in your life. So that's kind of a theme. And I'm going to say that not just you, Jules, but Kate that called in. How do I want to say this? If it is just as possible as for all of us to be on the right path, we can be on the wrong path. Or live up to our potential or not live up to our potential. So sometimes it's, again, finding that support. Like a few years ago, I knew I was going into a new level. I started working with a coach and a mentor because I had a lot of fear coming up. And I thought, God, I got to, you know, I'm going back in the TV where I'm doing this, I'm doing that. It ended up being working on a lot of relationship stuff. Well, at least I showed up. But anyway, but sometimes your very learning is what you're avoiding, what you need to do. Like sometimes I know it's hard to reach out on your own and, you know, go to the movies by yourself. And, you know, and I tell people this and they're like, well, what does that have to do? Because it changes your energy. It changes the frequency at which you radiate at. There's a different frequency when people are at home sitting watching TV kind of mopey, right? Than to somebody that's out there. So we need a little bit of both. We need to be magnetic in our life and receive and draw in, but we also need to be electrical enough as well, you know. So sometimes, you know, that's why I suggest cafes, art galleries. There's a lot of places people can go on your own or join a club, you know. You don't have to stay with it, but or you know, a church or a synagogue or whatever, mosque or a spiritual center or – look in your, is there a Jungian center in your town where you can go hear in great philosophical conversation or is there a book signing, you know, that sounds of interest? Those kinds of things will shift the energy because sometimes I see things psychically for people, but they're not doing their part to draw it in. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's like, So we do, and this year is going to be that drumming circles, but again, yoga classes, drumming circles, drumming workshop. Part of our thing to do on the earth plane is we have to listen to the soul call. We have to, or sometimes that comes to a reading, and then we have to actually do it. We have to push ourselves sometimes to get out there, or I always say get a, you know, spirit buddy. That's why I love the Soul Entrepreneurship that I program that I, you know, created and developed. A lot of people have been supportive. Some of them don't even live in the same city, state, or country because it's international, but they've been supportive online. Some people have actually gotten together and done stuff that live in the same, you know, state, but they've driven. Like one was in San Diego, and the other one in Santa Monica, and they drove and they met. So, So I know it's hard sometimes. We get depressed. We don't want to stretch ourselves. It seems stupid. Why am I going to this by myself? But sometimes that's exactly what's needed. So I would say, if you're having trouble doing that, I'm not just saying Jules or Kate, but you kind of both brought this up by your questions, then you find the support that will help you do what you need to do. Kind of like getting a trainer when you go to the gym, right? So I think that applies to everybody right now. That's really this gap, this December, February time period is to go, okay, I'm having trouble doing this on my own. I need help. I need to reach out. And you know, there's things are so much more manageable and affordable these days with, you know, online courses, virtual support systems, you know, and there's a lot of free stuff. Look in your local papers for the freebies or bookstores, gyms, you know, there's a lot of meetups in your area. So let's all do that. Let's all make a little agreement with ourselves to do that, to extend out. I'm going to check back. I'm going to give us everybody a month. I'm going to check back. February, I'm going to see who reached out and who did not. All right,
well, that's
Jules.
Right, well, so.
Good. Okay. Thanks for your call and your question.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you in the chat. You're welcome. Okay, it's time for our guests. Those of you that called in and had a question or comment or you wanted a reading, next week at this time, I will do that. And then I think it's February I'm going to do a whole show. I think I have two shows, either in February, one in February or one in March, that we'll devote to questions and reading. But stay on the line. Because we have Julie Boland with us, MD, founder of Personal Awareness Medicine. Amazing being, has a quite a, not only extensive background in health and healing, her own health and healing and helping others really heal and live more thriving, but also has the way to do this. So I want to welcome to the program Dr. Julia Boland. Hello, Julia.
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome
Thank
to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So let's dive in. Wow, you have really gone through a lot and then taken what you've gone through and really helped people, one, you know, really kind of come to terms with where they're at and move into what I was that thriving, being able to really live with that self-love, self-acceptance, and cherishing themselves, which I feel that this topic is so needed right now, you know, individually and in our society. So can you share a bit about your path and how you came to where you are right now?
Sure. Well, right now I'm a physician, and I see patients every day, all day long, as well as work on my coaching business on people outside. And the one thing that I've just found after 22 years of medical practice and over 100,000 patient visits is most people seem to know what they should be doing to be healthy. And they know they should exercise and eat right. Most people know they should, probably get enough sleep. But what they struggle so much with, my patients and the people I connect with on every day, is they don't understand why they don't do the things they know they should be doing to feel vivacious and be energetic and sleep well and connect more with other people. There's that missing link, the why behind I'm not doing what I should be doing.
That's right. And we've been talking about that. What is that? Oh, we all get that at some point. What is that?
What's the why, right? So, you know, so many people just are looking for this ominous answer out there. They're looking for it in relationships. They're looking for it in food. They're looking for it in their job. They're looking for it in alcohol, drugs, cigarette smoking. But where they need to be looking at it so deeply is within themselves, within their heart, within their soul, within their spirit.
So let me ask you, do you think that it's not one comprehensive answer, that it's different parts of us perhaps coming more in balance, instead of it's now this great job or this guy or girl, or, you know, now I'm moving to the house of my dreams, or I'm moving to the beach, or I'm kind of hearing you say that it's maybe more than one thing.
It is. You know, those things are wonderful. Having abundance in your life, having people in your life, having a home, having stability and certainty in your job and your wellness. These are very important. But those things come when you are in alignment with how you think, how you feel, and how you behave within your own self, your heart, and your soul.
Okay. So that alignment makes so much sense. So I guess the question is also, what causes us to be out of alignment, and how do we get in alignment?
Good question. So the big thing is what's not working for you? Is your mind racing a million miles an hour? Is your body out of sync in dis-ease or disease? Is your heart not in the power that it should be? So the question really is, how did you get where you are? What do you want to do, and what do you need to change? Breaking it down very simply to mind, body, spirit. It's all connected, and you can't be healthy or what I call wealthy, so it's not necessarily having to do with money, but wealth in all aspects of your life, unless you start to address every one of those things, the mind, the body, and the spirit.
Okay, so... so it does take some kind of contemplation, assessing of oneself. Or do you think you start noticing?
So you feel
like you have to slow down to look at?
Every single one of us love to say, I ask you, how's your day going? Oh, I'm so busy. You know, busy, busy, busy seems to be the answer.
Yes.
And everybody seems to think that that's the right answer. If we're busy, we're happy. Well, guess what? Being busy, maybe being busy, but busy has nothing to do with being necessarily happy. And so, you know, in order to see where you are in your health, wealth, and wisdom, you have to stop. You have to assess. You have to evaluate. You have to contemplate. You have to sit in your own little heart and do the lonely work about really where you truly are and how your thought patterns are, on how you're taking the care and the keeping of your body, on your status of your relationships. Are you just in status quo? Are you just going with the flow? Or are you really actively assessing and adjusting where you are in all these major important aspects of your life? It takes time and reflection.
Time, now, let me ask you, Dr. Bolin, because what you said sparked something that I've seen, whether in, you know, individually, friends, my own practice, or on the program. I hear this a lot. What happens? Sometimes people know they need to kind of slow down and contemplate, or, you know, doing this assessing. And what I find, either they do that and they kind of drop the ball and don't follow through, or like you said, they know what they should do but they don't do it. Or there's a lot of resistance to doing that. There still is this idea, well, there must be something else, you know, or it's been slow for me all year. There must be something else I can do. But it's like, no, you're still in this cycle of contemplating. What is that? What's the disconnect, and what can help people, for one, know that they need to do this? And then I guess perhaps it is, act upon what they're finding. Like, let's say it's the health or the body, or let's say it's, like you said, the mind is racing. What I'm finding, that a lot of times they don't follow through on what they're finding that they need to do.
Yeah, actually, there's, in my opinion, there's kind of four key things that people need to do in order to take action And first of all, obviously, we already talked about identifying what the problem is. And you mentioned earlier, we are too close to ourselves. We need coaches in our lives. We need a cheerleader in our lives. We need somebody to help us dissect and break down the little qualities that are so obvious to maybe other people but are so blind to ourselves. So first, before we even talk about these four things about how you enact action, really those are big important ones. But, you know, we already said before, I call it the PEP, P-E-P-P, PEP equals action. So P, first one stands for you have to have passion. There has to be a reason. You have to want it. You know, if you were told today that you had cancer and you're going to die if you don't lose 30 pounds and start exercising and eating right, that might give you a little more passion, right?
Right.
But we have to
passion for the change.
You have to have passion for the change. If you don't have passion for the change, forget it. If you're going to do it for somebody else, it's not going to work. You got to dive deep in your heart and you got to decide, is feeling better, is connecting more with other people, is preventing disease, whatever it may be, sleeping better, being happy, joyous. Is that important enough for you to actually take responsibility? So passion would be the first one. Assess your passionometer. Where are you? Recognizing that education is so important. And it's part of the PEP, P-E. The second one is E, is education. There are too many places nowadays to have resources, whether it's with a physician, whether it's just a coach, whether it's online, whether it's in a book, whether it's in an online course, a coaching platform. There is no excuse in today's day and age, no matter what your financial situation, you have resources, whether it's a library that's free. So the education is the second part. So first you have to have the passion, next the education. Third, you have to have some persistence, right? You have to persist through the daily life and grind. It's going to get in the way. The weather's going to change. You know, your kid's going to have a toothache. Mm-hmm. Your dog's going to have to go to the vet. Your car's going to break down. Things are going to happen. But you got to realize you have to click the switch back on and get back on track. Just because life gets in the way doesn't mean it's an excuse not to follow that choice. And the last most important thing above all, and this is the piece that I have found is lacking in so many people that I run into every day, and that is permission.
Wow. Okay. Permission.
You have to give yourself the permission to do what it takes to get where you want to be.
Wow.
And that, I want you to think hard about that, the listeners, because the permission piece is the missing link. You have to give yourself permission to know that you are important enough to be the number one priority. You have to give yourself permission to know that you deserve the time, the power hour, the hour that you have a day of self-improvement, whether it's mental improvement, health improvement, physical improvement, financial improvement, 1 hour a day. You must realize and love yourself to know that you have to take your own hour a day. And every day may be a little different, but that permission piece is a must.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when you first said that, I thought, oh, what does that, you know, permission. But think about it. If you have, of course, significant others, children, family, but sometimes even friends. Oh, I haven't seen you in a long time. What have you been doing? Or you need to get out more. Or you need to do this more. But you might be feeling like you don't want to do that. Or you need to be more inward. Or you need to meditate. Or whatever. You might recognize you're in a certain, you know, a part of your, you know, processing or process. So that could be pretty challenging, that permission piece, because we live with other people that want us to do what they want us to do.
And, you know, it is not a horrible thing. You're not a horrible person. You're not a selfish person. You're not an unreasonable person. If somebody says, and you have set your hour of power from 5 to 6 or 6 to 7 or whenever, you set that in your calendar every day. Or if you're not going to do it today at that time, tomorrow you're going to do it at 7:30 in the morning. Whatever it is, you set that time. It is like $1 billion. Nobody is going to interfere with that. If you're going to lose $1 billion, if somebody takes that time away from you, you have to make sure that you protect that with every state of your being. And yes, life's going to get in the way, but you have to shift that time somewhere else in your day. Why? Because you have to honor, love, and cherish yourself enough to give yourself permission to be the ultimate priority in your life. And if you don't do that, nobody else is going to. That's not making you a bad person. That's making you personally aware and responsible for your own self. And when you don't do that, when you're not personally aware and responsible for your own self, you're neglecting yourself.
Neglecting. That's the self-neglect you talked about. You talk about.
Yeah.
Boy, this is resonating with people in the chat. We have somebody, Crystal Bowles, is saying, yeah, that's been my problem. It just occurs to me I don't give myself permission for anything.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so, women especially, we are such givers, and we put everybody else's needs in front of us. Neglect is, let me ask you an easy, easy question. Is it okay to neglect a child?
Of course, no. No.
Is it okay to neglect an ailing parent?
No, absolutely not.
No. Is it okay to neglect yourself?
No, but sometimes we get put in second. Right.
Right. You're choosing to do what I can. The number one, in my personal opinion, the number one type of abuse in this culture is personal neglect. Just look around you. Neglect in healthcare choices, neglect in putting yourself priority, neglect in taking the time and the planning to take the care and the keeping of yourselves from mind, body, spirit, what you put on your body, in your body, around your body. It's all energy. Mm-hmm. And the energy, if the energy is not directed towards you, there's not going to be any energy in you.
Mm. Ooh, I love that. The energy is not directed towards you. Not going to be any energy. Yeah. So it is kind of giving, it is really giving yourself that permission. I always call it even just to take up space. I've noticed that sometimes, when I lived in other cities and countries, actually, even on the subway, women sitting so cramped and men, spreading out, taking more space, even letting children take more space. And I think sometimes, we live our lives that way, where we kind of contract in just to make space for others instead of taking up more space for ourselves, which is kind of what I'm hearing you say. Now, Julia, but we're taught this. So really, I mean, your work is groundbreaking because I do, now that we're talking about it, I do see, wholeheartedly what you're saying, this whole idea of self-neglect. We've actually, and especially people with, unfortunately, more religious, spiritual backgrounds, this whole idea of kind of martyr, like give and don't, or give first and something, will come back. So there is this prevailing entrainment or indoctrination to neglect the self for others. So that's a real shift in awareness and consciousness to now say you need not to neglect yourself. You need to put yourself, first.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Always. When somebody comes in to see me and they're struggling with some disease, like diabetes, hypertension, congestive heart failure, anxiety, depression, whatever it may be, the very first thing I do is I ask them questions about themselves, right? I mean, that's how I, as a physician, I'm going to ask you questions, identify your symptoms, come up with an assessment and a plan. Well, it's a very personal thing, right? I mean, it's all about you. Everything's about you. When you come to the doctor, it's all about you. And if you're not making your health and your wealth and your wisdom all about you, nobody else is going to. You're it. The buck stops here. So when your body, when you're sitting in front of me naked, I see the truth. I see the truth. And hopefully when you go to your doctor, you're sharing your deep, dark feelings, your depth of everything you are. And when you're not being true to yourself. You're not being true to your health. If you're not being honest with yourself about what you need in your mind and your body and in your heart and your soul and your spirit, your energy and your life, your relationships, then you're never going to get to that place where you can think clearly, feel vivacious, and connect really, truly deeply with others. You have to be responsible for taking those steps. And there's just so many ways to do it, but you have to give yourself the permission. To be the priority.
Yeah.
In every, you're not being selfish when you're doing self-care.
Mm-hmm.
You're being responsible.
Mm-hmm. Do you find people, when you kind of finally start sharing this, that how easy is it to become more, to integrate this, I guess, this mindset?
Well, yeah, I call this mindset medicine. And that's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know, again, I said it before and I've heard you say it, sometimes we're just so close to ourselves that we don't see the ingrained mindset that we've been living and acting our entire life, which comes from experiences or being taught, the people we were surrounded with, core value development that have occurred through life's experience. And sometimes those core values are just ingrained in who we are. I'll give you some example of core value. It would be like, for me, never be late, right? So one of the things I always had was never be late. Paul, have you ever been to a doctor who's been on time?
Yeah, boy, that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So every day, every patient, every hour, every minute of my medical practice, I was anxious and nervous because I was, you know, constantly feeling like I had to be on time, had to be on time. So I had to step back and think, you know, what is it? Because it was eating me up. I mean, ulcers and gastritis and anxiety and sleep. I was like, I can't see 30 patients a day, be late with every 30 patient, and then be upset about it. You know, I just can't. So I had to step back and evaluate, where did that core value come from? At what point in my life did I start to believe that being late was bad, right? And I had to evaluate whether that core value was serving me now. Of course it wasn't. Now, granted, there are times that it is important to be on time, of course. But to be anxious and upset and indelibly just emotionally in angst all the time, it was no longer serving me. So I'm going to ask people, when you're feeling an anxiousness or an upsetness, you know, it's usually because there's something that you believe, a deep belief in yourself that you're in conflict with. And it may be that you need to reevaluate that belief, where it came from. I would say the who, what, why, when, how questions. Where did that belief start? How did it start? Who was with me when it started? You know, for me, it was my father. You know, never be late, never be late, always be on time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, who was it? Why did it develop? Is it serving me now? And if yes, then that's great. But it may not be serving me all the time. So, yes, I need to be on time for my everyday life, but I can't always be on time and I have to let that go. So that's an example of a mindset shift. It's some of the work that I do, and I'm getting ready to do a course called Fatigue the Fantastic. And, you know, I talk about all the different types of fatigue, you know, mental fatigue, physical fatigue, emotional fatigue, spiritual fatigue. Most of the time it comes from different kinds of beliefs that are set up to a cultural blinding episodes, you know, things in our culture that we believe just happen to be, like, worldwide. So, you know, we all need to have courses or educational things to help guide us into where these mindsets come from. Where, you know, what's keeping me from giving myself permission? You know, where is that core value developed and unraveling that? And it could be that you're dealing a lot with emotional, anchors, hate, blame, shame, fear, regret. You know, these are some anchors that are pulling you back, inhibiting you from moving forward. You know, each one of us has different reasons behind that permission piece. But breaking it down and going through a process, understanding the reasons behind your permissions, is really important.
Yeah. And I believe, I'm going to go back to this again, because I even work with somebody, you know, it's really challenging to difficult to almost impossible and maybe impossible to do on your own. You just go, because you're in it. You just have to, I think a course or working with somebody that can be, you know, lovingly objective, but point out. Because I think sometimes even if you see something, it can, like, sneak away. It can, like, whoops, okay, we don't want to, you know, that I didn't just see what I saw, you know, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Julie, let me ask you, okay, so this course, when is this course coming up that you're doing? And what's the name of it? And how can people find out more about this?
Yeah, my Fatigue the Fantastic course, I have all different types of people in it, and it's a small group coaching platform. It's 8 weeks. My next one is starting on January 4th, which is this up-and-coming Tuesday, whether it's 3rd or 4th, I can't remember. And it's,
okay.
It's for anybody who's just not feeling like they are deeply connected or feeling vivacious or their health isn't where it should be or they have some mental or spiritual blocks. And you can learn more about it on my website at juliabowlinmd.com, and that's juliabowlinm is in Mary, D is in David.com, and go up to Work with Julia, and you'll see the Fatigue to Fantastic on there. And if you have any questions, you can also on Facebook, you can private message me, and we can connect on phone if you had any questions. But my passion, you know, like we said before, I struggled really deeply with eating disorders, severe depression, multiple suicide attempts, a lot of self-abuse, really horrible self-abuse, mm-hmm. and trying to manage my emotions and my thoughts and my feelings and my health. And I understand what it feels like to be divorced from yourself. And I know so mm-hmm. many people out there just are divorced from what they need or what they want. And every step of the way, I have had coaches, I've had therapists, I've had teachers, I've had friends, I've had preachers. I have had to do the one thing that was the hardest thing for me to do my whole life, and that was to ask for help.
Ask for help, yeah.
But the best thing,
day,
I find
yeah.
once, right? I find once, oh, thanks, Divine Mystic, put the link in for your class. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Thank you, Sue. I find once you get the hang of that it's okay to ask for help, there you go back to your permission. For me, I find it fun now. It's like, okay, wow, I got to make that call, got to reach, you know, and then you kind of get
fun.
In this, right? It's fun. Then it becomes, the hump from, oh, my God, I can't do it, I can't, you know. But once you get that, it really opens and doors, and I feel like we're not meant to do this life, you know, all on our own. You have,
yeah.
right? Alone. Yeah. We're meant to.
You know,
to,
also, along that permission piece, is so many people are afraid. They have certain ideas about how they should invest their money. And so little and so few people invest in themselves. The
yes.
best thing you can do for your finances, the best thing you can do for your health and your relationship is to invest in yourself.
Yes. I agree.
The biggest return is investing in yourself, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. I learned that little piece years ago from somebody that was very, very successful business person. I can't remember what the decision was, but it was something with schooling, I don't know, retraining, going back, and then something else. And they told me that piece, and they said that's what had made them so successful. And they, you know, they had coaches for everything, therapists, coaches, personal trainers. They said, and they're, I don't know, multi-million, billionaire. I can't remember at the time,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, and I just had been casually. And they said, the best investment you will ever make is in yourself. You can never go wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit me. It really, you know, really left an impression on me. And I do find it to be so true. I feel, and I want to talk, we'll have a little bit of time just to touch on your book as well, but what you're saying is so always important and pertinent, but I feel even now in the times that we're living in that this is such a missing piece, especially for people that consider themselves healers or practitioners or light workers, people that are wanting to do, the self-neglect is so rampant. And with that comes this projection that everything is going to make them feel better on the outside. Or like you said, if they do more, or they help more, save more, or they protest more, you know, there's a lot of, you know, things going on in the world. And then, but a lot of times you look at these people and they're just fractured, fragmented, disconnected. So I feel what you're saying is if we start with this piece. So what I wanted to ask you is at this time in our society, how do you see this fitting in? And what do you feel about this piece that you're offering?
Well, from a society standpoint, I might agree with the socioanthropology. I feel that we have such strong perspectives of what we think other people are reflecting on us. Like we let other people judge us in our own heads, And we're so worried about what other people are thinking about how we're acting and behaving that we never stop to think about how we think about how we're acting and behaving. So, you know, the biggest step you could do is to recognize that it's not the outside world that's should be managing your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let other people's thoughts, other people's actions manage your behavior. You know, you need to take responsibility for how you are behaving and participating in the health and the wealth of yourself. And I forget what your second question was.
Well, I feel like it's timely, the way that it's fitting in with our, with our the whole idea too, you said the alignment, the connection, even between emotions and health. I think there's just becoming more of a recognition, because I've had, and I won't name names, I mean some big authors and spiritual leaders on my program that have they shied away from emotions. It was it's everything, but now the last year I'm seeing them writing, oh yes, you have to handle the emotions, emotional body, personal care. Oh yeah, now they're saying work on the beliefs, you know, if you have a limiting patterns. And I thought, wow, what's the shift? Because it was almost like people didn't want to talk about emotions, you know, it's the mind, the spirit. But you're actually showing there's a direct correlation between the emotions and the
health. Break it down. Yeah, break the word down. Emotion, right? And I always say that an emotion is an energy that is in motion, right? So how you're feeling creates an energy, and if it's a positive energy or if it's a positive feeling, it's going to create an energy that's going to give off positivity, and you're going to pull in positivity. So if you have a negative emotion, the hates, the shames, the blames, the angers, the fears, regrets, I could go forever on those, you're going to be emitting a different level of energy that's going to be pulling other negative emotion towards you. So what you are emitting, what you are feeling, will pull in the like sensation. So if you want to feel better, you better stop emitting negativity. Negative emotions create an acidic body. This has been proven over and over again. And an acidic body is a higher level of state of disease. There's many different things that can create an acidic body. But an acidic body in general can cause cancers. It can cause infections. It can cause shifting in the muscle patterns. It can cause depression, anxiety, sleep disorders. You know, it's all connected, and there's different ways to get to that state, whether it's eating poorly, feeling poorly, acting poorly, not sleeping. But the long story short is emotion, how you are feeling, your feelings are so pivotally important because they're telling you something is important. Something needs to be addressed. Something needs to be reflected upon. Something needs to be processed and either shifted or changed or dealt with.
So it goes back to those emotions, but also feeling. There's a feeling, there's something that's being communicated. And that,
it's a signal.
It's a signal. Yeah. I feel as we go more in the 21st century that this whole connection between the emotions and our health or wealth being, as you said, is going to become more and more important. You know, instead of mind over matter and tough it up and, you know, or it doesn't really matter, or just push through. And people are going to realize, you know, we are energetic beings here. We are energy in motion. So what I am feeling, I love what you said, you draw in what you're emitting. You pull in what you're, you know, putting out there. And again, like you're saying, is it can't be healed and transformed and changed, made more life enhancing. But we have to put the persistence in. I like that, the PEPT, you know. You've got to get the education, the resources, the help, persist, and then have, of course, the permission that it's okay to take the time to do this for yourself. Yeah. And then would you just touch on, because you do have your book I wanted to talk to Me, I, Thee, Wed. And is that also a course? Be Your Own Better Half, Discover How to Love, Honor, and Cherish Yourself Forever After?
Yeah, it's on Amazon, and it's kind of a funny story. But, yeah, the bottom line was that I had an original book called Broken Bones, Soaring Soul, Ending the Cycle of Self-Harm and Abuse. Yeah, and I had the manuscript done, and it was so deep. It was so hard. It was so emotionally draining, and I just something was keeping me from putting it out there in the market. And someday I will. But I went to my nephew's wedding, and he screwed up his wedding vow. And instead of saying "to thee I wed," he said "to me I be wed." And that's
ooh.
When I literally heard bells in my head. I kid you not. I heard the ding, ding, ding. The world got small. My awareness got huge, and suddenly I realized that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to get people to the point of learning how to love, honor, and cherish themselves. And I didn't have to necessarily be dealing with people who were, you know, self-abusing or addicts. It could
right.
be anybody, because so many of us aren't doing that. And so I wrote the book, and it's all about just like when you meet somebody and you learn to fall in love, you learn those nuances about them, and you spend some time, the pros and the cons, and you fall in love, and you might get engaged and then married. And
mm-hmm.
it's all about, I walk you through that process of how you can learn to flirt with yourself, fall in love with yourself,
mm-hmm.
know who you are, learn who you are, why you think, feel, and behave the way you do, so that you can love, honor, and cherish yourself, so you can get committed to yourself, and so you can keep from being, I say, use that word, divorced from yourself. In other words, you know
mm-hmm.
what your needs are, who you are. So when you love, honor, and cherish yourself, and you take care of those things, you will attract people around you who are the like way. If you put yourself up and you take care of yourself and you feel healthier and you're more connected with who you are and you do the healing and you get the help, you will attract somebody who's at that level. And who doesn't want to be around
yeah.
people that make us feel wonderful about ourselves and themselves?
Absolutely. Wow, powerful. And so, so very timely. So very timely, Julia.
Well, we're winding out of time here. And by the way, you have an open invite to come back anytime you have anything that you want to share. I love the work that you're doing, and you're helping so many. And this is such not only groundbreaking work, but very pertinent and important to this time. So thank you so much, Dr. Julia Boland, for being on Awakenings.
Thank you. Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Mm-hmm. All right, and that was Dr. Julia Boland. You can find out more information at juliabolandmd.com. Her course, From Fatigue to Fantastic, starts this January 3rd. And, of course, her book, To Me I Be Wed, Be Your Own Better Half, is on Amazon as well. And, again, what a great guest, juliabolandmd.com. And that's Julia, JuliaBoWlinMD.com. And we don't do it alone. We don't do it alone. And she's so greatly reiterated that and reinforced why. And I love her passion for the change, education, persistence, and permission. Again, JuliaBolandMD.com. Great for all of you. Thank you. Wonderful chat. Great insight. You want to probably even re-listen to this. I took notes. I hope you did. We'll be here every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. If you had a question or a comment that you didn't get answered, you can call in next week. And, of course, at the second half of our program, we always have our Awaken guests, and get some great guests. If you have any guest suggestions, topic suggestions, email questions, things that you want answered on air, please email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. And again, I want to thank everybody for letting us be voted Best New Age and Spirituality Podcast for the last 3 years and in the top 10 in iTunes. Thanks so much, everybody, for making it happen. I appreciate you. And I'll see you here next Wednesday. Until next Wednesday, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and, of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued awakening conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.